Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Too many men. Too many women. I think that's the problem with dating apps, is that there's too much inventory now. So you can be so incredibly picky just knowing that there's another guy and another woman, one swipe away. Not a quality guy or a quality woman, but there's a warm body, one swipe away.
So too many options. And I feel this whenever I sit down in front of the TV between all the streaming services and all the shows, you almost get paralyzed with choice. And then I end up sitting there watching reruns of The Office.
Truth, man. You give like a new show 2 minutes now. And if not, then you start searching for something else.
That's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I don't even blame you, Abby, that it's been tough on dating apps because you're critical and you should be. There's so much inventory out there.
Yeah, you're either going to find out that I'm the problem or that the dating pool really is as bad as I say it is. So if you haven't heard what an ick is, it's sort of like a turnoff, but something so stupid that if you wrote it out on paper, you'd be like, you're a total a-hole for getting turned off by that. And so me and my friends have this running list of like icks that we've gotten on dating apps and dumb reasons that we've swiped left on people just because we got the ick when we were on the dating app.
Give us a random example.
So I was looking at a list of what other women are saying before I get into mine. And some are saying like when guys sneeze more than two times, they're like, why do you need to sneeze a third time? That's not for you. when you're in the car with them and they use their windshield wipers a little too fast.
What?
I know. Oh, it's only drizzling?
It sounds really good. Yeah, it's just drizzling. And it's like,
take it easy, bro.
So that's so funny because my ick is the opposite. It's when you don't use it enough and too much rain like piles up on the windshield and you can't see through it. That's an ick for me because I want you to like, I want to be able to see through the windshield too, even though I'm not driving. So I need you to,
But that makes like, sense, right?
Yes.
Like that's something that's actually could be a danger to you. Whereas when someone has an ick and it's like, oh, when the guy you're dating tries to merge lanes and no one will let them in and you get the ick from that, you shouldn't get turned off by that. Like it's not their fault. They're just trying to drive. So I've been
more assertive.
Be aggressive, bro.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Where's your, if you have no road confidence, that means you have no bed confidence.
Exactly. So that's that. So it's like a, it's like this intangible thing that you can't quite put your finger on.
Okay.
That gives you the ick.
Okay.
And so me and my, it's making sense now, right?
Yeah. And turn the blinkers on in the bedroom. That's nasty. Just get over.
So we have this ongoing list of things that we really shouldn't have swiped left on, but kind of gave us the feeling that things might be different elsewhere if it was, if we were getting that vibe on the dating app. So I've started compiling a list, and just this week I've swiped left on somebody for using the smiley face that has the colon and the parentheses. People thought I was an a-hole on Twitter. I thought other people would agree with me. I don't like the smiley face with the colon and the parentheses.
We have emojis for a reason.
Thank you.
Use them.
That's my favorite. I do that all the time. I use that when I want to be more genuine than an emoji.
I think it's because it feels feminine to me. I don't know why. Like a man, like, why are you smiling? You don't need to smile.
Men aren't built to
that
smile.
Is harsh.
Your joy smiling is giving me the ick.
I am just curious, which is the dating app of choice in your world?
For me, I'm on Bumble and I'm on Hinge. I prefer the actual app Hinge because on Bumble, you have to make the first move and I don't like doing that. It just makes me feel, I don't know, like I want a guy to come after me. Mm. And so on Hinge, they can actually like you. And so you don't have to spend as much time on the app because you can just see who's interested in you.
Okay.
This one I'm really going to get some DMs about. I swiped left because his name was Connor, but he spelled it with an ER instead of an OR. I don't know why he didn't like that. His profile picture was a photo of him rock climbing, but he looked like he was bad at it.
Not bad.
And then on Hinge, they actually have audio messages, which as somebody who's really attracted to voices is a great thing, or it can be an awful thing. Because sometimes they have oddly specific opinions that make me a little feel a little icky about them.
I don't like raw cheese. I love grilled cheese, and if it's cooked or melted, I'm all in. But raw cheese itself, it's just not my thing. I don't get it. Except for provolone and mozzarella. Those are the two that are the exceptions.
Yeah, what is going on in the background?
Yeah, and I have questions because I've never been on a dating app. I haven't had to, right? So are they sending you these messages as like an introduction. So the first thing that he thought to talk about was cheese.
So they'll have their profile where there's about four or five different photos. There are prompts that they can respond to. So some of the ones are like, what's your ideal first date? And then they'll write down what their ideal first date is. And then sometimes you can add an audio message. So I think that response was to something like, what's an unpopular opinion you have? And his opinion was that he doesn't like raw cheese. Okay. And I'm like, man up. Eat some cheese, my guy.
No thanks.
One guy on one of those prompts, one of the prompts says, don't hate me if, and it said dot, 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 if I get lost in the grocery store. What? How are you getting lost in the grocery store, David? Man up, look at the directions. There was a guy who posted a photo of him running a marathon, but it looked like his stride was a little weird. Like he had like a weird run.
Yes.
One of those toe shoes.
I understand that one. I do.
He was wearing the toe shoes?
He was wearing those toe shoes, and I don't know why those give me the ick. I actually got into a conversation with a guy, and I took a little bit too long to respond, and he replied, starting to think you're ignoring me. Dot, dot, dot. And then I was like, well, now I'm really going to ignore you because now I feel a little icky about it. Another audio response that I got, that it wasn't necessarily what he said, but it was how he said it that made me feel a little ick.
If you're not ready to slap on the apron and get down and dirty in the kitchen, I don't want it.
I don't know what it was about him wanting to slap on an apron.
Well, no, there's a whole bunch there that's a high ick factor.
That's
on
very, that. Very high ick.
It sounded a little suggestive. This
you think?
That's ick plus.
Slightly?
Slap on an apron. I just love that dude sat there and recorded that and thought, yeah, that's good. I'm going to post that.
The girl's going,
sexy
look.
Voice, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Slap on the apron. Let's get to cooking some bolognese. This next guy had another audio recording where he was talking about how to correctly pronounce his name, which we've already swiped left on Connor, so he was already putting himself in the dugout here. But he had a little bit of a weird laugh that gave me the ick.
I know. It may seem simple, but you'd be surprised how many people say it wrong. my name is, but it's spelt with the C-H at the end.
I don't know what's worse, his laughter, the fact that he had to tell me how to pronounce a very basic name. I won't say what it was, but it was like Joshua. But he was like, oh, it's spelled a little different.
The laugh was so subtle, I feel like I need to hear it again.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It may seem simple, but you'd be surprised how many people say it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that not serial killer vibes?
Yes.
I agree with you.
The longer I look at my list, the more I realize that I'm actually not the problem. The day before really is just as bad as it says it is. One guy responded to a prompt that says that he has a spreadsheet to track every aspect of his life. And I thought, if you're tracking your life that closely, how closely are you going to track me after this?
Okay.
Fair.
Another one, he had a soft smile in one of his selfies. And I don't know what it is about a soft smile that just kind of makes me go, ugh!
You don't like soft smiles?
Okay, you have to let men smile.
On a soft smile. You can smile, but a soft smile? Do a soft smile, Mo.
No, see, no, because women have been telling me that men cannot control y'all smiles, and then here y'all go trying to control men's smiles, see?
You guys are getting a whole bunch of crap from the dude in the office because of your open smiles, and here you are going, soft smiles turn you off.
That's toxic femininity.
I'm an open smile gal. And then sometimes I do think the icks are a little bit more obvious, like with this guy right here.
Baby, you're a song, you motivate me, play my window down and cruise.
I think that's a quality guy.
No. You're going to be, he's going to be drinking and hammered on every single one of your dates.
It just makes, I'm just picturing this guy in his room being like, you know what? This is really going to get the ladies. My half-ass singing of this country song.
Yeah, it's tough out there. I feel you.
It's rough out here. Y'all be praying for me.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.